you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hey everyone, it's Heaven. Welcome back to BMK, Business Minds Kids, where we train the kings and queens in the future. And in today's episode, the lovely Maya Ford and Amari Murray will be interviewing Mr. Philip Lewis and Mrs. Julia Craven of the HuffPost Company. Take it away, guys.
What steps did you all take to get to your current career?
Yeah, so the first step that I took was going to college. I went to college, got my degree, graduated, got my degree. Then I found a fellowship, which is the same thing as an internship here at HuffPost. And that really kind of like set my career just on the right path.
Yeah, and I had the same career trajectory as Phil. I went to college, did a couple of internships, and then I did the HuffPost fellowship program and got hired full time.
Being an African American woman, how is it getting your voice out there as a reporter?
It is the most important thing that I do. Thankfully, HuffPost has been very open to me using my voice in my reporting and being able to uplift and tell our stories because they give me a lot of free room to use my perspective to fuel my reporting. But it is very hard sometimes. It can be pretty hard. There's a lot of pushback when you're a Black woman, but you just gotta power through it.
Do you think that it is important to still go to college even if they want to go into journalism?
I think that college does give you a good buffer. It opens you up to a lot of different opportunities. And I think that because the industry is so unstable right now, if you have a college degree, you set yourself up to where you can fall back into a different career if journalism doesn't work out. At the same time, a lot of great journalists don't have degrees. So I think that's a tricky question, and I think it just kind of boils down to everyone's personal preference there.
I say go to college. You know, I definitely say just because you do yes. want that. You do want that buffer, and our society is so, wrapped up in having that degree. You know, so if you can go to school, like obviously there are definitely great journalists who did not go to college, right? Mm-hmm. But there is sort of like journalism is such a tumultuous like industry right now that you want to make sure that you give yourself sort of a buffer to be able to do certain things. So like for example, you may want to major in something that can kind of give you an avenue to go to sort of like different routes. You know, take different paths if you can.
What's your inspiration in journalism?
Sort of like storytelling. And being able to do that for our communities, right? So like being able to sort of tell the stories. Like if you look at sort of the stories that I'm able to write, I don't write super often, but the stories that I write are generally about the Black community or about firsts in the Black community or people that are doing really great things, Black people that are doing great things. And so I really enjoy telling those stories because it's oftentimes they go underreported or just not noticed at all, right? So that's what really kind of keeps me going and being able to kind of tell those stories and getting like the word out there about our community.
And I basically the same thing. What inspires me is our community. I had a guy I interviewed tell me one time, he said, tap into your community and see what happens. And I just took that with me. And one of the most beautiful parts of my job is being able to talk to Black people, to uplift our stories, to expose the issues that are facing us, and that our resilience as a people continuously inspires me, and it makes me understand the importance of the work that I do.
One characteristic I would describe myself is hardworking.
Disciplined.
Resilient.
And intellectual.
Unique.
My quote actually happens to be one that comes from the top of my head that I created. Success is only what you make it. If you're making yourself successful, then that's the only thing that counts.
Let's review the episode. So in today's episode, Omari and Maya interviewed Mr. Philip Lewis and Ms. Julia Craven of HuffPost. And today they talked about their characteristics and what they, what schools they went to, what have motivated them. We've shared some quotes, as you've just seen. And we've also talked about a lot of other things that had to do with Ms. Julia's reporting and her hardships and what she did to get here. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.